Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Ryan and Die. Charles Billinger, what up?
King Rock, man.
J Chronicles. Nah. We got Ms. Mika in the mix.
Yeah.
Erica Arthur spin the hits. Quita V up on the line.
What?
Every Sunday night's a time.
Night.
All sophistication, black and magic making any rep and grind or die. First day of the week, from 7 to 9 is the deepest time to shine. From the first record that's on.
What?
My divas do it, how you rocking to it? Come and join my ladies in the zone.
What?
Hear the voices till you gone.
What?
Need undivided attention. Everything from politics to cosmetology, you can come and hear the mention. This is gon' talk at its best. Here go that number so you can connect. 323-693-3043. Radio Divas. Radio Divas.
Yeah, yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah, yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah, yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Gonna die.
your deepest. The right.
Whatever you want, whatever you need, anything you want done, baby, I'll do it naturally. 'Cause I'm
every woman.
Jit Chronicles, and I am in the building with the lovely ladies of Radio Divas. I'm going to check in with them real quick. We got Miss Erica Arthur, a.k.a. The Love Doctor. How you doing tonight, sis?
I am holding it down, making you proud, good brother. It's hot where I am.
Yeah, I'm ready to get my chill on with the Grind High Radio Demons.
That's what's up. That's what it is. That's what it is. Taking it to our next host of Radio Divas, we're going to throw it to this lovely lady. She's always energetic, and she definitely got an opinion. Miss Quita V, check in with us one time, darling.
Yay! Curly Crew Promotions. We are in the building today. It's a nice, cool breeze. Erica, I wish you were here today. I don't know what's going on with the weather. I'm not going to try to change it, but today, all day has been a breeze, and I'm so thankful,
that's
girl, because
awesome.
The struggle has been real with the heat.
For real, yes. That's
yes.
That's definitely what's up. And you always know we're going to hold down the ladies in spirit. You know what I'm saying? DJ Saxy, a wonderful, phenomenal female DJ. We see you out there, sis. Nothing but love. Our queen, Miss Mika, you know what I'm saying? She got a lot going on tonight, you know, so she couldn't make it. But I have another queen in the building, one of my favorite people and one a good friend of mine. We got your girl, Miss Chief from Beat Shop and Ground Hard Radio. She's filling in for Miss Mika
Yay!
Tonight. Miss Chief.
Hello, ladies.
Check in, baby.
Hey, we got the trio.
Divas.
We got a trio.
Salute to all of you guys. Oh, thank you for having me back. Yes, salute to all of you. I'm glad I'm back for another episode of Radio Divas. Ready to chop it up with my sisters.
That's
no
what's
doubt.
Up. Miss Chief, how
awesome.
Your weekend
We're
going to
have
darling?
A powerhouse with Grind Hard
oh,
Divas
yeah.
today.
Oh, yes.
We are.
My weekend,
we are.
Oh, you know what? Today is actually my 8-year anniversary, but my husband is at work right now. But I said I'm
oh,
going to come chop it up with
congrats,
the sisters and everything. So thank you. Thank you. So later on we'll be celebrating and everything. But, yeah, I'm ready to chop it up with you guys. I'm in high spirits. And it's a beautiful, like Quita V said, it's a beautiful Sunday.
Yes.
Over here in San Diego, California, it is sunny, ladies. Palm trees blowing. You know, it's got that Florida feel. You know, you come on over here, you'll be right at home.
I know that's right.
See, I want to
that's
be right. over there. I'm
yeah, it's beautiful.
Here.
It's
yeah.
beautiful. Yeah, you guys got to come visit. But I'm ready. Let's go.
That's what's up. Miss Quita V, how was your weekend? And I got to just say this to you. You know, you were natural, so flawless. Like, you were a beautiful lady. You know what I'm saying? So I want to say I've been seeing all the pics and stuff like that. Flawless, darling. How your weekend been?
I want to gossip about my weekend this weekend.
Ooh.
With the lace. I'm going to talk about something personal. I went on a date this weekend, y'all.
Ooh.
An actual date.
First date.
It's been a minute, you
Ooh,
know,
yeah.
I'm a little rusty, but hey, you know, I didn't cornball myself all the way out, so it was cool. You know,
oh, that's nice.
But you know,
yeah.
it was someone. It was definitely he was definitely a gentleman, and he actually cooked for me because he knows that mm-hmm. I'm very I'm not picky, but I'm very picky because I don't like a lot of people messing with my food.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And he actually knew how to cook, y'all. He made me feel a little insecure about some things. I might need to, you know, try
you
a couple of recipes.
Together?
Out that I
Ooh,
tried
you guys were in the kitchen cooking. That was nice.
I know, it was awesome. It was awesome. And that was pretty much my weekend. I mean, you know, did a little something. I was pretty much just kind of home nesting, getting ready for school. My children are coming back. I can't wait for them to come home. So
I know that's right.
Awesome.
Yeah. Back to school time.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
I'm so
beautiful.
Glad that everything's out the way. All they need to do is show up and go. Go to school.
Okay.
That's what's up. I love to hear that. I love to hear that. The love, Dr.
Yes.
Erica Arthur, check in with us, darling. How was your weekend?
My weekend has been really, really busy. I have been working hard on brand building and networking and grinding hard, like for real, for real. I have to work out a better time management schedule in terms of self-care. Because it's
mm-hmm.
so easy for us, and I know you, we all, because all of us on here work a million different jobs in one way or another. But, you
mm-hmm.
know, sometimes it's easier for us to, you know, encourage other people than encourage ourselves. And I'm, like, rocking on 4 hours of sleep a day. And I'm like, nah. Because I would tell somebody else, hey, you got to take care of yourself. There's only one you. You know, but
mm-hmm.
I got to practice that. I'm like, okay,
yeah.
4 hours of sleep. How can
Definitely.
I do that? That's real talk.
Oh yeah, that's good. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Now, my weekend
so
isn't as interesting
as your anniversary. I'm
you
so
lady.
Excited. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh, well, last year we went on a cruise. This year we're just going to do something personal. I don't know what it is yet, but it's something tonight.
A few time in.
Yeah, some special time. Yeah. We don't get a lot of, you know, we work together on both jobs. Like, we're managers of apartments, and then we do, you know, promotion and shows together and radio together. So we're going to do
you
something.
You don't get a lot of
nothing to do. Right. Well, you know what? When you're best friends, you know, it you never look at it like that. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? He doesn't invade my space. I don't invade his space. He might go, you know, and go off in the room and write a whole, you know, two songs or something. But I understand where he's coming from because he needs that space. Just like I might be doing something and I need my space. But, you know, when you are compatible, that doesn't really come up as a issue for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but we're going to go do something that has nothing to do with none of that. So that's a good
one. There you go.
That's respect.
Take some time and appreciate each other a little extra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
That is awesome.
Well, my weekend wasn't as interesting as y'all, ladies. I can tell you that. You know, dates and whining and dining and working.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, your Facebook post, your Instagram had me a little hungry earlier. What you
oh,
had going on?
Oh, goodness. Baby back ribs? Oh, I seen that. I said, ooh.
Okay, I'm over here mad. Like, dang, wait a minute.
I seen that,
a little of that in my life.
Yeah.
Plate looks
I gotta
so
get
pretty.
I got to get some enjoyment. But, ladies, this is what I wanted to throw out there real quick. Y'all know I was working on this fundraiser for Save
mm-hmm.
Black
uh-huh.
Forest. And our goal was to make $200. We didn't reach our goal, but we was able to raise $85 for the organization.
Oh,
you know, they got their money. I just want to appreciate everybody who shared it, who donated, who retweeted.
Mm-hmm.
We are working mm-hmm. very hard to get the CEO and the founder of Save Black Boys for an exclusive interview on Ground Hard Radio. You know, so
oh,
I just
wow.
wanted to put that out there. And, you know,
oh,
it's always good
awesome.
To give back. I feel real good. Yeah,
wow.
it's a charity that I truly support, and it's really near dear to my heart because we got a lot of things going on with our Black boys. You know what I'm saying? Especially
we should do something monthly, Jed. We can do something like a campaign.
They asked me too. They was like, "Look, could you do another fundraiser for us?" And
yeah.
you know, it's just been a complete blessing. A complete blessing. So I do want to thank everybody once again who donated, who retweeted, who shared the post, because as we all know, every little bit helps, you know, and I'm pretty sure the only young man's going to appreciate the contributions that we're giving. So that's from Team Ground Hard Radio, not just Jit Chronicles, Team Ground
that's
Hard.
All right.
So we salute
that's
it.
All right. Yeah.
That's what's up.
You get ready to do that, those other campaigns, let me know. I want to jump in with you.
I
like
causes
like that.
You,
Yes.
I want to jump in too. I'm right there with Ms. Chief. And listen, if it even means me adding a post to my blog with a link for PayPal or whatever it is, I will help push it. Just let me know. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I got y'all, ladies. And I'm thinking of doing one more next month in the month of August. So I would definitely be in contact with y'all, ladies. Tonight on Radio Divas, we got an exclusive interview. Y'all going to love this lady. We got a credit agent and entrepreneur, Ms. Sade Curry. She's coming in. She's going to give us some helpful credit tips because who don't need help with their credit? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
get
into the building and chop it up with us. But, ladies, the topic of the night, and I'm so glad that Quita V said that, you know, she went on a date and she had a good time. And I wanted to know from you, ladies, what is your ideal first date? Now that's deep. We're going to start off with Quita V, because I know Quita V was
your
idea.
No, we always got to be starting out with me.
Because you went on
the
last week.
I'm going to start sending you some desserts in the mail or something before a bride. You want to know what my perfect idea of a date is? And I'm not sure if I'm going to be answering it correctly or not, but my perfect idea of a date is if I could actually get through a whole date with actually enjoying a conversation with whoever I'm on the date with. regardless of where we are or what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Like, are we really even going to be able to tolerate each other through this first date? Because there's so many times that you get around people and you're like, within the first 5 minutes, it's no point in ordering food. Like, oh, I'm not hungry. You know, like, mm-hmm. I'm not even hungry. Something came up. You know, let me go ahead and fake call myself or something. Just, you know, this isn't going to work. But you know, like, you know, some people, yeah, because you know, especially a lot of men that you run into, you know, they typically, men, they love the chase. Of course they love the chase, but it's just like, what are you going to do when you don't have the chase anymore? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Is that all you were trying to accomplish? And then it's just like, okay, you know, mark that off the checklist and move on to something else. Or did you have a reason for trying to chase me? You know, don't come over here wasting my time.
Queenie V said good conversation. She don't care where you at, as long as we got some good dialogue going on. That's respect.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely don't put my life in danger when we go to wherever we're going. But you know, it does matter a little bit.
A little bit.
You know, a little bit.
At least a night runs.
Queenie,
that's cool.
I have a question. What is a deal breaker on the first date? Like, some people, they hate if you reach for your cell phone, or they'd be like, oh, I got to take this. You know, like, what are your thoughts on that?
That's a good one.
Lord. Yeah, you know
that
what?
Is.
That's probably why it's been a while since I've been on a date, because I have, you know, I got a long list of everything.
Yeah.
I got pet peeves out the window. You know, I'm definitely not the easiest person to date, you know, because I have my own standards, just like I'm sure everyone have their own standards, but I'm not the type of female that's just going to agree and be okay with everything just to be on a date with you. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you know right now, okay, this probably isn't going to work. I don't really want you to waste your time, and I'm definitely not going to waste mine. Let's leave cordially, you know. But hygiene is definitely number one through a lot of things. I know people are like, oh, duh, of course hygiene. But when you're really around people, you really can tell, like, it's a lot of people that really don't take care of themselves like they front to do, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, sincere hygiene is definitely important. That's definitely a turn off of me. And, you know, if you're going to sit here and try to tell me all of these stories, you know, I definitely don't like someone who's going to brag on themselves the whole time when we're on a date. I mean, obviously, I'm interested in you if I agreed to go on a date with you. So I don't really need you to, you know, keep boosting yourself up. How about let's try to do something a little more productive?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No,
but,
I don't know.
I can't really go there. I'll talk too long.
Yeah. All right, Miss Chief, what's your thoughts on the topic, darling? Ideal first date.
Perfect.
And like Miss Erica said, what's the deal breaker? What's the deal breaker?
Okay, cool. Okay, so my ideal first date, I like to go places where there's like no sound, like the beach, you know, park or something like that, and you can actually have a conversation with them, like Queenie B was saying, you know. I don't want to go to dinner the first date because I may not like you. And most guys think that, you know, they go to dinner with you, you know, they're going to get some extra calls. I just might want to meet you at a coffee shop or something like that, or I have tea shop, but I do like the beach. I like the beach because there's no sound. There's like no distraction or nothing like that because I'm a listener. You know, and I can remember what you said the first day and then 60 days later, and, you know, and they got to match up, you know. So I like to pay attention to what they're saying. So I would say the beach. And then my deal breaker is baby mama drama. Arguing. Like, you know how you could tell if someone is, like, going to be, like, a little aggressive, you know, little things like that. I don't vibe off of men that are like womanizers, like, you know, like they gawk. It's okay to look, you know, because we all look. That's what you got your eyes for, but not the gawking thing, you know. Men that talk about themselves all the time, like I said, I'm a listener, but you know, you got to listen too. I don't like touchy men. Don't you know, grabby, touchy.
Thank you.
And all
I am
that,
not your
property. And you may not get a kiss. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I dated problems for 3 months, and we weren't intimate, you know, for a while. Mm-hmm. Like, we did a lot of talking on the phone, you know? Mm-hmm. So I like to pick their brains and stuff like that. So my deal breaker is, they have to be smart. Please don't talk to me about no dumb shit. You know, I don't like, I like smart conversation, intellectual, you know, I can take a hypothetical conversation and everything, but it can't be about the latest Nike or something like that, or, you know, I'm not interested in nothing like that.
That
would be my deal breaker.
Definitely. All right. We're going to throw it to the love doctor, Miss Erica Arthur. What's your thoughts?
I'm rusty. I was about to say, Queen of Ethan, she's rusty. I've been with the same man for 23 years, so good God, I'm dying. I don't lost my street cred for real. I will tell you about one of the worst dates I had to end up being a deal breaker. Now, you know how you know when you agree, I know, like, with Creta V, she's so right. Like, from the door, you know this is not going to work. But this guy came to pick me up. This was, I had one chin, so, you know, this is a long time ago.
Thank
and
you.
She tripped me
up. No lie. He came to pick me up.
You are beautiful.
All right? And this is thank you, good brother. I was, you know, I'm from Brooklyn, born and bred, but I had moved to Philadelphia after graduating from college. And so I was, you know, living a single life, feeling like, you know, the educated black woman, holding down a full-time job, too. So this guy was a coworker, and I should have left him behind right there. But I said, you know what, let's go for it. So he picked me up. He didn't open up my door, which is usually okay. I don't mind that. I don't mind that. I really don't. Me personally, it's not that big a deal. But it was like the first date, I was like, you probably should have at least went for it. You know what I mean? And then he drove me out to Boonie Land. I don't know where he was driving me. I wasn't familiar with Philly yet. So I was like, I forgot seeing both dates.
Like, wait a minute.
And I stopped hearing gunshots. I was like, yo, where's who taking me? And so he drove me up to this place. It's either Yaden or Upper Darby, and it was like a dollar theater. No lie. I'm like, you drove past all these really, really nice, dope, and, you know, center city movie theaters to get me to a dollar theater. So we're standing outside the dollar theater, dude waiting for me to pay my way. I'm not lying. I'm not lying. This true story. Then he said, can I get you anything? I was like, okay, he's going to redeem himself and get me something from the concession stand. Homeboy said, I got you. I'll be right back. He went across the street to Rite Aid. Rite Aid is like a Walgreens. It's like a little or CVS. He went across the street and came back with a dollar bottle of water and 2-for-1 lemon heads. I'm not lying. I can't make this up.
Oh, hell.
He took me to see Boys in the Hood or whatever. All I know is I wanted to strangle him by the time that first show. I said, this is not going to work. Then I didn't want him to take me back home. True story. He drove me to near my friend's house. Instead of letting me out at the curb, he made a left in the middle of the intersection and told me to get out here.
What? He was crazy. He had to be crazy.
I'm not lying. Then he left a message that night. Well, if things didn't really go as I hoped, but hopefully we can try it again. I was like, yo, dude, this story is going to be told forever.
I'm telling you, see, that's what be happening out there. People better pay attention. I hope the listeners are listening.
Yes.
Run. You know the sign.
Yeah.
You know the sign.
I know the sign.
Like Queen V said, my list is way too long.
Your first line.
That was a funny story. Definitely.
Uh-oh.
All right, ladies. Seems like we got the guest of the night in the building. I want y'all to give it up for Credit Agent and Entrepreneur, and you can also catch her co-hosting on this season of Grind Hard Radio. Please welcome the lovely Ms. Sade Kerr.
Hello, Queen. Hey, Queen. Good to hear your voice again.
Hey.
How are you?
What's good, y'all? What's up?
Hey, lady, have you back?
Glad to have you
good.
On.
Good. Thank you.
Life.
Thank you.
Kicking
thank
it with
you. Thank you. Glad to be back.
Yes.
Got another curly girl on the crew. Hey, look. Is that my girl right there? On Saturday now. Yes, indeed. You know I'm going to tag you with those questions, girl. You know I like to stay to talking about natural. We got to represent.
I already know. I already know, queen.
You
got three naturals on here. It's
under
layers right now, but yes, mother, it's in there. It's like
Ragu.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So y'all know I work with Sade a lot on Groundhog Radio. She's an incredible woman. So I'm going to just do the introduction question, and I'm going to pass it over to the ladies. But Sade, for the folks out there who might not know, can you tell them a little bit about yourself and your grind and how you get there?
Okay. Okay, first and foremost, who I am, my skin, I'm a black woman. I have four children. I'm a single mother. I'm a college student. Mm-hmm. I have a business. I still work a 9-to-5. And my business is credit repair. So what I do is I try to reach out to as many people as I can to help them to understand that their credit is important to them, because credit will get into places that money can't, period, point blank. You know, so, I mean, that's just to be real. So, since we are considered reality radio, I'm just being real. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I love it.
So, yeah.
Straight
you know,
to the point.
I go through the same trouble.
But you carry it well, though. I must say, you carry it well. And, ladies, I'm going to pass it over. But any questions that you got with for Ms. Sade Curry, we're going to start off with our love doctor, Ms. Erica Arthur.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I just want to say it's good to hear your voice again. You were on with us, if I'm not mistaken, on Grind Heart Radio, Radio Divas back in March, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, ma'am.
And it was awesome to talk with you. One of the things that you said that really resonated with me, and I actually put it on the captured as a quote, is that you said, "I want to help my people. We're not taught financial literacy. We're just taught to work. Many don't know that just paying rent on time builds credit." I want to know, have you been able to reach people with just that simple piece of information? Are you finding resistance to financial literacy? How is that working with our people just as a whole?
Well, so far as the resistance part, I'll just be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
When you are from where you're from, your own people in your own community sometimes will resist what it is, what you're saying, or the message that you're trying to convey. Mm-hmm. But I've had quite a few people from my own hometown to get the message. But you want to know the truth. I've had more people off the East Coast, the Southern East Coast, who, you know, accept what it is that I'm saying, or accept the help, or even just inquire about what it is that I'm doing. So with that being said, I haven't had a problem. I've actually had some success in my business. You know, I've been successful in it. Anytime you invest into a business and you get a return, and you can keep turning that return, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
So I've received that. So it's been some great steps. It's been great steps since then.
You know what I find interesting when you said about resistance, it's interesting how they say a prophet is without honor in his own home. So you have people on the outside who can receive you better than those who write up on you, because a lot of times people write up on you, they know your journal, they know your struggle. And I think the best thing anybody who's trying to get further along in life can do is get rid of anybody who starts off their conversation with, "I remember you when." Anybody who's going to come at you about your yesterday and don't honor your current journey and your progression to doing better does not need to be in your immediate circle. So I love the fact that you say, look, hey, and this is one of the selling points for what you do, which is what I really, really like. You're saying, look, I'm one of you.
Right.
I'm working just like you. So do you think that's part of the resistance, that there's a mindset, or do you think that we're focusing as a people on the wrong things when it comes to how we spend our money?
I think it's a mindset, because we as a people, deep down, from what our ancestors have been taught, that's generational.
I think it's a mindset. It's up to what you want to do. I would say you may have 80% excuses, 20%, you know what I'm saying, execution for what it is that you need to do. So with that being said, if you know you got 80% of excuses, you need to improvise on that 20%. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So with that being said, it's just, you know, I mean, if you got an opportunity, if you're hungry, or if you know what a struggle really is, whatever you got going on, you're going to try to take that negative situation and see positivity out of it. So, I mean, that's all it is. Like, I'm no different. Like, even the people that know me and knew me before, really, to be honest with you, I've never been a bad person. Everybody have their own struggles. Pick one. Just pick whatever struggle you got, because we all got it. With that being said, I don't let that be an excuse of why I can't succeed or why I'm not striving to try to be what I know that I'm destined to be. So I feel like that all of us have opportunity to do something, even if it's 1%. Take that 1%, improvise. Do what you got to do.
I love that about you, because you're right in the middle of it. And I have one other question for you before I pass the baton. One of the things I wonder, and I don't know if you've already tried it, is have you ever considered doing financial literacy workshops, like maybe even at a library, just local community centers, so that you develop a hub, not necessarily as a business, but the business can stem from that. Have you ever thought about that?
Yes, ma'am. I've actually been proposed from our local college, our city college. I've actually had the opportunity to give a portfolio and a proposal of what it is that I'm doing, and the actual class that I would be speaking on would be financial literacy. So, yeah, I've actually considered it. I'm in college for business now, but what I'm in college for is not teaching me what I already know, because I've already owned a business before this and a business before that. It's just failed attempts, you know, and I've learned a little bit more than what I've needed, you know, from the last time to get to where I'm trying to go now. So I never use anything other than, you know, motivation or whatever. But yes, I've also had the opportunity to do so, and actually I'm actually putting together a portfolio now to submit to the college to teach a class.
Excellent. Beautiful. We are so proud of you.
Thank you.
Any way we can. Any way we can. Absolutely.
That's beautiful.
Thank y'all. I appreciate that. I appreciate the support.
Absolutely. Yes. I'm passing the baton. You want to take it, Queta V?
Absolutely. Yes, I would like to start off saying that, I love you, Queen.
I love you too, Queen.
You know, I'm trying to stay focused on the topic, of course, which is the financial literacy and everything, but I'm going to get you with the hair soon. I would like to say, though, you know, being that Sade and I are from the same area or whatever, would you agree that in the southern states or whatever, you said that most of your clientele, a lot of them come from the East Coast. Would you agree that the southern states, it's still kind of difficult for a lot of us to be able to, how do you put that? It's still, a lot of us are still a little financially down just because the living situations, I don't think a lot of people around different areas of the world understand that they are a lot different in certain states than they are in others. Not saying that it's restricting you and it's impossible, but it does make it a little more difficult because of a lot of the surroundings. A lot of us don't really have a lot of positive influences. A lot of us, you know, we're still kind of binded. You know, you have a lot of after school programs in different places, or you have all kind of outreach situations. And where we come from, we had none of that. We had literally just
good
people.
Luck with that.
That's
you're right.
It.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like in the internet, that wasn't always relevant down over where we were either. So, you know, it kind of hindered a lot of people. So I think it's wonderful what you're doing, because you're not one of those people that, okay, I just need you to hit me up or check me out. You're one of those type of people. You're going to actually go in the community. Okay, you know what? You don't have to have a computer. I got you. You know, and it's a really good thing, because it doesn't matter how many times anybody says no to you. At the end of the day, it's not about a no or a yes. It's about your mission, and you're making it happen regardless. And I really do want to tip my hat off to you for that, because we need a lot more like you out there. you know.
Right.
So
thank you.
The knowledge that you have to share, keep doing what you're doing, because especially in our communities, you know what I mean? Like, we really, really need that, no matter, you know. And if anybody's out there trying to make you feel like, you know, what you're doing is in vain, trust me, it's not everybody watching you, but everybody's scared. So they're just going to see
right.
how far you can go, you know. And no, I don't think people want us to want to see a lot of people fail. But at the same time, it's just like, okay, well, if she can do it, now I'm scared because I didn't jump on quick enough, or, you know, maybe I should have listened sooner. You know, it's always failure and the unknown that's so intimidating. But you're strong enough to make that happen. So keep going.
Thank you, Quita.
And that's
thank
pretty
you.
Much all
I have
to say. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
What's
you
up?
So much. I mean, you know where the area we're from, the opportunity here is not as you know the word I'm looking for. I'm trying to find
it's
the word.
It's definitely not
I
lucrative.
I can't hardly put in the words. Exactly.
We come
so
from
with
the
that
bare
being
bones.
Said, man, like we do for real. We the last to get
yeah.
everything, and a lot of people here are not as receptive as what you will find people in the Midwest or the West Coast or the East Coast. They're not receptive here because, I'm just going to be honest with you, they're still in a slave-minded mentality to where they feel like that's good enough. Good enough is never
yeah.
good enough. I don't care what you're doing. You do what you got to do what you need to do. But at the same mm. time, good enough will never be good enough, you know?
Ooh.
And
that's right.
a lot of our people from our area just don't, they're not receptive. I love them anyway, but they're subjected mm. to a lot of things just like anywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it's still your choice at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah,
so
I was just going to say, if we could take out the east, the west, the south, the north, and just focus on people. Some people are just, wherever you go, they're going to be skeptical, but that's because of their life experiences. Now,
exactly, but see, when people say that, when you have to take out the east, west, and another coast,
yeah,
you have to really actually know what you're eliminating,
because
it's not necessarily a mindset. It's not
yeah,
always a necessarily a mindset. It's really an actual situation, because I've been to the East Coast. I've lived there. I've lived on the West Coast. I've lived in Europe. I've lived in a lot of different places. And, I mean, I see a lot of the same struggles everywhere.
Right.
But at the same
right.
time, I see why people are struggling also. You know what I'm saying?
A life
I see people. I've seen people
yeah.
down there that live right next to the beach or whatever. You know, had nothing but opportunity. But where they are in their mind, they had no opportunities. But if you take 10
mm-hmm.
people from my city and take them to where they were, they would do great. You know, sometimes
right.
you know
mm-hmm.
people. It's all about perception. If you're only looking
right,
at your one little
right.
block, that's all
right.
you're gonna allow yourself to see. But if you
right.
take yourself out of
whatever
that,
whatever situation that you come into, you should come into
yeah.
with an open mind and not
there you
increase,
go.
You know, prejudice of how this type of people are, or this type of people are,
yeah.
or this type of people. Because I know Paris, California. Ain't nobody from California. My father is from Brandon, Mississippi. My mother is from
yeah.
Little Rock, Arkansas. I just so happened to be born in California. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
you
yeah.
know, so you don't know who is who. Like, you know, I just like to focus on the person in front of me, whether they a good vibe, whether they a bad vibe, whether they, you know, if you can't listen, then you're not gonna learn. That, and that's, you know, some
right,
people you don't
right.
like, you can't keep trying to bump somebody's head up against the wall, and you just gotta help the people that is helping you, or you know, are going to receive it, like you said, be receptive. But you're doing
uh-huh.
a good job, girlfriend. I see your grind.
I'm trying. I appreciate y'all. You know, sometimes even when I doubt myself, I always have people, you know, like Quita, or you know,
mm-hmm.
even like my family, you know what I'm saying, is rooted from Mississippi. That's where they started. Noxapater,
mm-hmm.
Senatobia, Tennessee,
okay.
Arkansas. But all of my folks migrated to California. So their
mm-hmm.
outlook on a lot of stuff is different.
Yeah.
I got an auntie that's 62 to look like she's 35. Only because I know the lifestyle out there is a little more fast paced.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more diverse.
They slick tongue.
So
you gotta
yeah.
listen.
Practice.
Yeah.
Be able to be
yeah.
active.
So it's a people thing. It's a people
mm-hmm.
thing, but you gotta also understand that the demographics play a big part on
mm-hmm.
how people's perceptive is. You know what I mean? And it's like this purposely. It's not an accident. This ain't a coincidence. It's on purpose, you know? It's on purpose. So but you may have some people in the area that you know, they think big-minded. You know, they think outside of the box, which in this day and age, we need more people like that, you know? Don't allow your surroundings and your environment to engulf you into a point to where you don't understand what's going on outside of you.
Right.
You know,
don't get comfortable in your comfort zone.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, the old saying, you could take a person and throw them in the jungle and they come back with a lion jacket, you know, or, you know, wear a tiger fur or something. You know, you got to be like that. You have to be a warrior, you know. I'm just referring, using it on that terminology, but you have to have that mindset. Irregardless of what's going on around you, man, you have to stay focused, stay on, you know, excuse my language, stay on your shit, excuse my language,
right.
You know, but you have to, you know, and I'm just being real, so. Yeah. You have to.
That is true.
Quinn V, was that all your questions? I know you got the hell question, and we're gonna let you get that one in too if you want to.
I'm gonna try to bribe her on Radio Divas again, and we're gonna have a whole other session.
You gonna say it out? Okay.
Because you know, I'm not really trying to put her business out there, but you know, she's kind of a jack of all trades, ladies. I'm just saying,
she is definitely
very prominent with the finances and everything, but she's definitely on her business, so. Next time you come
love
on Radio D, we're going to flip the script on them. Exclusive.
I love it. All right, Miss Queen of D. That's what's up. All right, last but never least, Miss Chief, you got any questions for your girl, Miss Sade Curry?
Yes, I was going to piggyback off of some of the things that you were just saying right now. First of all, I want to say salute to you. I definitely see your grind. I see it.
Thank
you. I mean, it's beautiful. I love to see black women be entrepreneurs, you know, and be a voice for some women that don't have a voice. That's what I see in you, you know. So, but what I wanted to ask your opinion on, what are the mistakes that you see as a black community that we make financially?
Good question.
The stakes? So can this question go either good or bad?
It can go both ways, however you like.
Okay. First mistake being, the black community is very poorly uneducated on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily our fault what we were educated.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that we can take accountability for the things that are here now for us to learn and educate ourselves. See, irregardless of whether you got a PhD, associate's, or a dropout, or a GED, self-education is just like being self-preservated. You have to make sure that you have self-preservation. So I feel like we can be better at educating ourselves on the things that we need to be educated on. We wasn't educated about credit. We wasn't educated about savings. We wasn't educated about stocks, bonds, shares. We wasn't educated about Wall Street, anything of that nature. We were just taught work. Thank God you got a house. Thank God you can pay your bills, which I'm not saying that's bad. But come on now, we got to come out of this slave mentality. Even if you're not making your ends meet the way that you need to, you take what you have and you allow that to work for you. Because you can make $1,200 a month or $12,000. You have to take that and learn how to self-preserve what you need. You know what I mean? If you know you have, let's say you make $2,000 a month, you know you can't afford no BMW. You know damn well you can't afford no Mercedes or no Audi. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stay below your means. Take your money and invest it, you know. So, I mean, I'm not going to go into a long scenario about that, but we have to educate ourselves because, let's be honest, man, like a lot of our parents came from the South. They migrated north, and you know why they migrated north. But with that being said, you just have to learn. You know, we have enough material. We have enough things out here right now that will be able to educate us and to teach us. I mean, people are exposing these secrets every day. Take 5 minutes out your day. Find something positive. Find something that's rejuvenating. Find something that's going to help regenerate who you are. even if you don't see it, your children will.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? But you have to take that time, 5 minutes. If you have, excuse my language, I'm going to say it. If you got 5 minutes worth of bullshit going on in your life, you take that.
Mm-hmm.
That five
mm-hmm.
minutes. You know what I'm saying? Negate whatever you got going on and put 5 minutes towards something positive. I promise you, things will begin to change. You'll begin to have another mindset on certain stuff. You know,
uh-huh.
you become hungry to the point to where you want to do something different. And that's
uh-huh.
where productivity and success come from. It ain't the money. It's not the business. It's not the line of work. It's the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
It's the mindset, you know?
Yeah, that's good. That's
it's
good.
It's the mindset.
Well, that was my question, and you answered that brilliantly. Well spoken.
I love that. Thank you.
I love it,
no
too. I have something I want to say to you that's bothering me, and I just want to put it out there, and I want to know if this is something that still happens. You know, when I first went away to college, I had gotten skipped, okay? So I got skipped from 7th to 9th grade. I was only 17 years old when I was away at my first year of college. And on the campus, everywhere I looked, there were credit card tables.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I remember, this is a true story. All I had
That's
to do, mind, I was 17. I was a minor. I wasn't even able. I wasn't 18 and able to sign for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I was 17. They said to me, all you have to do is give us your school ID and your schedule for this semester and
mm-hmm.
prove that you're enrolled. I was able
right.
to, at 17 years old, get a Visa and an American Express card.
Lord.
So
to set
I'm not
you
playing.
Up.
And I called my mother because I didn't know any better. I really did not know any better. Just like you talked about not having any of that credit savvy or that credit education, my mother said, I'm a grown woman. I've been working all my life. I can't get an American Express right now.
Right.
And I did not know to cultivate that. I did not know to use that as a building platform to, you know, to launch and have a good credit history. I had no clue what I was getting into. So that's something that still stays with me. I'm like, and then on top of that, student loans, I'm still paying on student loans. That's something that really, really bothers me, because if someone had said, hey, you know what, sit down, okay, get one only for emergencies, and build your history. But no one taught me that. So that bothers me. Is that something that still happens?
Most definitely, because I'm going to be honest with you. Not even 10 years ago. Not even 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
My mother never got credit cards. My mother, you know, she always worked, and if she couldn't pay for it, it just wasn't coming in the house. I mean, I'm older. I'm 31, okay? But I'm just saying,
mm-hmm.
10 years ago, you know, I had got my first credit card, and I was in my 20s at that time, and it was a Capital
mm-hmm.
One. You know, and I ain't gonna lie, I burnt that card. I mean, when I tell you I burnt that card. I don't even understand if y'all know what burnt means. Man, I made
oh,
that card
you
out.
You just
well,
like
I know what a burnt card is. Because in my mind, I'm like, hell,
trust
this me, ain't, it ain't mine. You know, it ain't mine. You know, so, man, I burnt that card. And then once I understood what credit really was, and once I understood what a credit report was, I saw it said charge off. I'm like, oh, hell, they let me get away with it, then cool. No, that's not what that was. What it was, I didn't pay that bill. And after so long, that credit line closes, and they pay another collection company buys
mm-hmm.
it from them, and then it
mm-hmm.
closes on your account, but a charge off does not look good.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they attack the younger community, because, I mean, it's not an accident. I mean, people have to understand it's not an accident. You have mm-hmm. people that are trying to get themselves established, so they're thinking that credit, you know, a credit line with a credit card is the best way to go, which you didn't
mm-hmm.
know that you only supposed to
nope.
only supposed to use less than 30% at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Instead of maxing it,
no
keep that credit line
nope.
open. Right.
Didn't know what
exactly.
to do with it. And it's a shame. It reflected as such the immaturity. And it wasn't that I wasn't teachable. It's just that no one taught me.
You didn't know, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine. That's why I was telling you. I mean, that's what I said a few minutes ago. Like, we didn't know this. We didn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, they said work. They said work, save your money. That's what they said. Mm-hmm. Work, save your money. But not knowing that this credit thing is so important to the point to where you can't get a house, you can't get a car, you can't even hardly put your kids through college. You know what I mean?
Unless
so it's very lucrative.
Unless you're paying $1 million in interest, good Lord. That's another thing.
Exactly.
And
technically, we really do. People don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're making $15,000 a year. If you take $15,000 a year and multiply that by 20 years, you've paid well over $1 million.
Yep.
For working, for interest, for somebody else's house, for somebody else's car. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, now that we know, we need to take that and do something with it, you know?
Yeah.
Be a little more strategic with the things that we're doing.
You know what else, too? I learned the hard way, and they say that confession is good for the soul but bad for the reputation. So I really hope it helps somebody. I'm serious. But I
Absolutely.
I remember another mistake that we made, when, and I say we, once Kevin and I were newlyweds, I remember we didn't understand the power of delayed gratification. And people take advantage of credit cards because they don't understand it's okay to wait. If you can't pay cash for it now, it's okay to wait. It's all right.
That's right.
I'd much rather us, buckle down in one bedroom and, you know, we're going to treat ourselves only on Friday night as opposed to giving rent a center ante of my money. Do you hear me?
We're doing that anyway.
Right. What is wrong? But we don't know. This is just general conversation that other communities have. Other communities, they govern themselves differently. They don't care if you laugh. They don't care if you laugh at them rocking the same pair of jeans as they walk out of the house, 15 of them, and I'm not exaggerating the numbers, 15 of them living in a three-bedroom. They don't mind you laugh at them because you're laughing at them as you are, here we go, hitting home, as you are frequenting their businesses in your community. So you laugh at them.
Have you ever,
but yet
have you ever seen that video on Facebook?
What? Which one?
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to cut you off. I'm sorry, baby.
Have you ever seen that video on Facebook,
how to sell the Negro, the nigger, the nigger is what it said. How to sell to the nigger. See, the thing is, the more, and this was done back in the 60s. You have the more wealthier communities that, like you said, they wear the same jeans, drive a Honda, they wear the same old belt, same T-shirts, but I promise you their bank accounts are well over $100,000. They're wealthy. They're wealthy. They have businesses. They have real estate. And then you have the poorer community, which would be the black community. The black community, and even the Mexicans. They're not as poor as we are. They're not. Man, because guess what? The first thing you do when you get 17, man, I got to get up out of mom's house, man. She tripping. But guess what? You got your grandma, your mama, your uncle, your daddy, your cousin, your brothers, all of them living in the same house. Everybody's still working. You know what I'm saying? They sending the money every Friday back to Mexico, and that money doubles over there. These people are millionaires. And then they cutting us
nice houses
from under the jobs. They cutting us. They cutting us by probably 2 or 3% on what the wages are. So, of course, the black people are the last people. We are the last people to get reparations. We're the last people to get jobs. And we're the last people to get the median income that we're supposed to make after we get out of college. That's these are facts. This is what I've researched and read upon. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, like, man, it's all strategic. It's all strategized. You got the people that are broke. They want to go get the belt, the shoes, the car, the house. But see, the thing is, how much money are you putting into your savings? I ain't talking about 401k because 401k is a gimmick too. You need to get your IRA, something that's gonna benefit you. Because once you leave that job, what about them? See, this is the thing. I do have a business, but I work a 9-to-5. See, my 9-to-5 pay my bills. My business do my pleasure. But see, the thing is, I don't have insurance through my job. I don't have life insurance. I pay my own life insurance, and the premium is higher because I pay my own life insurance. With that being said, if I leave this job or that job, whatever I'm doing, I still got my policy. You feel me? You got to be smart about it. You got to be smart. Don't sink your money. Don't sink it. If you're going to sink your money, sink it in something that's going to benefit you. Seriously. Like, dead serious.
Amen to that.
I'm not trying to get off course, but I'm just I'm sorry. Y'all forgive me.
Thoroughly. I love it.
Forgive me, y'all, but
you were part of
401k and gimmick, too.
Yeah, you were part of
the 401k is a gimmick, too. It's a gimmick. Man, let them know, y'all, when y'all have y'all next segment, I'm sure it's next Sunday, 401k is a gimmick. Don't sink your money into a business, because once these businesses shut down, close, go into bankruptcy, what they going to give you? What can they give you when they ain't got nothing to give you? Or if you leave the job, you have to wait for them to approve you to get your money.
And
man,
get penalized.
I'm telling y'all.
What
I'm
happens with 401ks, which what a lot of people don't really know, what happened with 401ks, because I had one for a long time. I was with a company for 7 years, is that if you do need to get money, say for an emergency, you're technically borrowing against yourself. So you have
penalize
to pay
you.
That.
It's a penalty
you have
too.
To pay. Yep, you have to pay that money back. But if you leave the company and you don't transfer that to another company that's going to manage your 401k. The other thing that ends up happening is that if you're under 59 and a half years old, you will get a major penalty for that as well, which a lot of people don't realize.
Facts.
Ooh, y'all doing
we
all
need
these
to know
jewels
this,
tonight.
Y'all.
Yes, I'm loving it. Radio Divas.
Good
job. Sade Kerr. Sade, I want to know, is there any place or websites the folks can go and check you out at in case they want to work with you, check out some helpful tips and all that stuff? Get your promo on. What can we find you on the internet?
Okay, well, now you know. I mean, I have a Twitter, but I'm not as active on Twitter as I am on Facebook. I made a lot of money off of Facebook, and I've helped a lot of people, and, you know, and also gave people a lot of insight. So, first and foremost, if you want to find me, it's easy to find me on Facebook. It'll be Sade Curry, S-A-D-E. That's my first name. Last name, C-U-R-R-Y. You'll find me right there. And if you want to find me on Twitter, it'll be Sade Williams, 15, at Twitter. Instagram is, Lord have mercy, what's my Instagram? Okay, Sade Got It. All one word, S-A-D-E-G-O-T-I-T. You can also find me on my email, Sade.Williams, S-A-D-E dot W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S at S-W-C-U.E-D-U. Or you can call me on my direct line at 870-824-9726.
What's up? Y'all better get on Credit Tips, you know what I'm saying? Because this lady here, she's helping folks. She's helping the community. You better get on it. Miss Sade, I want to know, is there any last words or shout-outs you want to throw out there to your people or to your supporters?
I will. First and foremost, I always throw my shout-outs to Grind Hard Radio, the whole body of it, because you saw me what nobody else probably would have saw me in that time. I'm going to shout my girl Quita out because Quita know me, and I'm telling you, she's a diamond in the rough. I want to give a shout out to the entire Radio Divas. Anybody that got anything to do with Grind Hard Radio, anybody that has ever supported me in my, you know what I'm saying, in my duration of being in business. And first and foremost, I got to shout out my mother, man, because that's the first God I saw, my mother.
Amen.
That's the first God
Amen.
I ever saw. Yep.
Salute, man.
And that's it, y'all.
That's what's up. Hey, and y'all can check
out
Sade Kerr this Tuesday night on Grind Hard Radio. She will be in the building with the Queen, Miss Chief. Yeah, we're going to represent for the Queens this Tuesday.
Yeah.
We salute you, Sade. And I know these ladies enjoyed your interview tonight. I'm talking about we thoroughly enjoyed it. Sis, you're welcome back to Radio Divas at any time.
Definitely.
Thank you for coming through tonight, and God bless, Sade.
Thank you, Queen.
No problem. I love y'all. Love all y'all. Agape.
Love
all
y'all. Love you too, sis.
Salute.
Thanks for coming through.
No problem.
Man, I tell you what. I love this
show.
What? I'm telling you what.
Y'all kicking butt this season. Let me tell you something. Season 8 of Radio Divas, the numbers, the ratings are at an all-time high. Like, salute to y'all ladies. Y'all some phenomenal women.
Oh,
absolutely.
Okay, tell us
who's
gonna have the best guests out there.
And thank you for our guests and also our amazing listeners. Could be nothing without them. They're awesome. Thank you so much, supporters. Thank you so much.
And y'all keep it locked. Yeah, y'all keep it locked to Radio Divas because we got an announcement coming up from Ms. Erica Arthur. We also got the music review this week from your DJ, DJ Saxon. And we also going to take it to the phone line so these folks can chime in.
Okay.
But next track up is your girl Beyonce with Naughty Girl, Radio Divas. Keep it locked.
Hey.
Radio Divas. Is that right? It's Radio Divas. I'm in the building with Miss Erica Arthur, Quita V, and special guest co-host, Miss Chief. Ladies, we're going to take it to the phone lines real quick, and there's no need to call out this number because we got the number one resident DJ and DJ of Grind Hard Radio. It's DJ Sergeant Rock. How you doing tonight, fam?
Yay!
In the building.
Hey, what's up, man? Everybody, Queens, what's going on, Queens?
What's up, man? Good to hear your voice.
My number one favorite promoter. Yes. Yeah, y'all turned up on a Sunday afternoon.
They all turned up. Yes. It's all good. I love it.
Sorry I'm late, Charles. I had a little church engagement and I got off, you know what I'm saying, just in time to make it to the house, you know what I'm saying, kick back and unwind. I said, let me check out my queen and see what they got going on in Radio Diva Land. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's
Shout
right.
Shout out to the queen. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Love y'all.
Thank you.
Y'all thing. Erica Austin, God damn it, is going down. Miss Mika, she ain't playing. Queen of me, that's why I love right now. You understand me? Hey, this is what the point is, man. I love y'all, man. I don't even know what the topic is, because that's how big I'm getting to the show. What is the topic?
Breaking up a little bit, Rob. Yeah, but go ahead, Erica. You're breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, we were kicking it about talking about credit repair and in urban communities, how we should be handling our money. We were discussing financial literacy at length. Definitely a show worth playing back on iTunes as a podcast, on Blog Talk Radio. Absolutely.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, I think that's important. You know, growing up, you know, people got the misconception that money grows on trees. And in the South, you know, if you ever had a grandmother tell you, I don't know what you're thinking, money don't grow on trees, that's basically what that means. That means, you know, urban renewal when necessary, and maintaining and keeping the idea of black business going. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in a community back in the days, everybody's mamas, daddies, uncles, cousins, aunties, sister, brother had a business. Mm-hmm. You know, they had a barbershop, they had a grocery store, they had a corner store, they had a snowball stand, they had a club, several clubs. You know, some people even did, you know, work from their house, you know, the hairdresser line. You know what I'm saying? They got a full-fledged line, so as you walk in the door, like you walking in the shop. But it's their house. You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody had something to do. And it's like,
that's a great,
you know,
point.
The urban market, they ain't got nothing to do no more.
Mm-hmm.
Because they done got too comfortable. And I don't know what's going on. But, you know, I think it's very important that that is something to talk about. And I'm going to check that out. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to make sure that I get myself together so I can prepare my own damn credit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I want to add to what you were saying too, because, you know, I'm going to just be real with y'all. And one thing that I love about Sade, because she's so real to me, she actually been helping me with my credit or whatever the case may be. I got a credit card and did the wrong thing with it, and now they're garnishing my wages. Have you ever heard of somebody that got sued by a credit card company? I got sued.
Wow.
And they garnishing my way. Yeah, I'm dealing with that as we speak. And you know, this is the funny thing, and I love when he said your grandma or your mama say money don't grow on trees. My mom used to always tell me a credit card does not mean free money.
That's
I've heard it before. You would think I would know that by now. You understand what I'm saying? But apparently not, because I thought it was free. Hell, you gave it to me. But, you know, that's being funny.
Right.
But, you know, when you getting on garnishments out your check, $60, $70 per week, that's not a good look.
Yeah.
You know, so I just want to let folks know that, you know, it's not free money. It's a loan.
Yeah.
Expecting their money back. You understand what I'm saying? And you don't ever want to get into a situation. Let me tell y'all something. Mm-hmm. I ain't never been sued a day in my life. I was offended.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, right. You know, never been so dead in my damn life. But
thank you for
you live and
that.
You learn.
You're gonna set somebody free. You're gonna set somebody free with that. I'm telling you today. You're gonna set somebody free with that. That needs to be said. Because we don't know who's listening or who's gonna listen to this a month from now or later on tonight. That needed to be said. That's wisdom going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for sharing. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Right.
No doubt.
Hey, one thing too about these credit cards. Now, everybody be so happy they get a credit card. Then once they max it out, they don't know what their next move is. You see what I'm saying? It's like,
if you
got a credit card, use it for emergencies. Don't use it to buy outfits at the mall. Don't use it to buy the bar in the club. You know what
I'm
saying?
Don't try to pay
your
bills. You better preach.
Right, right. You get you a debit card put you about $500 on that thing, and then
right, your
home money.
You
play money, right? And then leave your credit card alone. My grandmother used
Amen.
To tell me all the time, because her mother had a bunch of credit cards when I was growing up. My grandmother used to tell me that ain't nothing but a trick bag to trick you into keep paying them, so they can stay in business. Because my grandmother never owned a credit card ever. My great grandmother had a purse full of them.
But you know, I'm telling you, elders, a lot of times, if you think about it, they don't have that stuff. They don't have the quote street savvy. But a lot of them always got $10 to put in a card for somebody's birthday. They always somehow got money.
Right, right.
A little stash, a little something on the side underneath the mattress. Yeah, they do that. Always. They got something in the closet that don't nobody know nothing about. They got some money in the drawer, don't nobody know it's in the drawer. They got something over here, something over there, something in the sock. It lies in between one of them heels that they wear to the Sunday school before they go to church.
That's right.
They got money somewhere. They ain't going to tell you where it's at, but they got it. The microphone used to say all the time, I ain't got no money. And be having a purse full of money.
That's right. Go ahead. Go ahead and get your little something.
That's what's
up. Go ahead and get your little something, okay? You've been so good to Grandma.
That's so funny. All right, we're going to keep it moving. Rock, we definitely appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? One of our number one DJs. Valiant cast member on Ground Hard Radio. You can check this man out every Tuesday and Thursday nights on Ground Hard Radio. It gets epic. That's what's up. Rock, we appreciate you. We're going to leave you queued in a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, we're going to keep it moving because it's the wind down time. We got the music review with DJ Saxy coming up. But right now, Miss Erica Arthur got an announcement that she would like to make. So, love, Doctor. You got the microphone, Doctor. It's on you. Spotlight is on you.
I am so excited. I have been building my brand Inspiration with E. For those of you who do not know, Inspiration with E is on Instagram and on Facebook, and it's allowing me to encourage people everywhere from the mental health community, since I'm a volunteer suicide and crisis counselor, all the way to my love poetry page, which has a lot of people supporting. And I set it up where if you want to do a 1-minute video encouraging someone, I'll post it on my Instagram page. Well, I'm so glad to say that it's now evolving into a radio show on Grind Hard Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I need it in my life. That is so awesome. Congratulations, queen. Thank you so much. Inspiration. No, I'm going to be tuning in. That is awesome. I'm so excited.
So you can tune in for Inspiration with Thee as a survivor. I'm inspired to inspire and healed to do the same. It's going to premiere on Sunday, August 20th, right here on Grind Hard Radio, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to rock for an hour and a half. I'm going to be playing all styles of music, from jazz to hip-hop to gospel to Latin music, you name it. It's all going to be rocking right here. And I'm going to be interviewing everything from artists to entrepreneurs to mental health advocates to people who are living with bipolar disorder and championing causes, to single mothers and to those who are parenting children who are autistic. We're going to be talking about it all. So I'm so excited, and I hope you join me right here on Grind Hard Radio.
Beautiful.
Yes, indeed. You sure will be.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yes, indeed. The little queen.
Thank you. Like an imaginary ghost queen.
Yeah, she's going to do amazing, y'all. Her show, I can just tell you, the show ain't even started yet, and I already know it's going to be phenomenal. Mm-hmm. You know, Inspiration with E Radio Show. Coming soon to the Grind Hard Radio Network. That's what's up.
Thank you.
All right, ladies. Right now, we about to get into the music review with your girl, DJ Saxy.
Hello, hello to everybody out there in Radio Diva Land. DJ Saxy here. And, of course, This week we have the Hot Rap Top 10. That's right. We're going to give you the top 10 and what's hot in rap music. Kicking the countdown off at number 10, it's Slippery. Believe me. Migos featuring Gucci Mane. Number 9, 21 Savage with that song Bank Account. Eh, it's all right. The kids love it. Number 8, Every Day We Lit, YFN Lucci featuring TNB Rock. Number 7, the new boy on the block, Playboy Cardi, jumping into the countdown at number 7 with Magnolia. Number 6, it's your boy Future with that song Mask Off, talking about them Percocets. Number 5, Lil Uzi Vert, EXO Tour Life. Okay, it's in there, number 5. Alright, number 4, that song Congratulations with Post Malone featuring Quavo. Number 3, Kendrick Lamar with that hit song Humble. Number 2, it's French Montana featuring Sway Lee, Unforgettable. He went straight to Africa on this one. And number 1, holding it down in the hot rap track, it's DJ Khaled featuring Justin Bieber, Quavo, Chance the Rapper, and Lil Wayne. I'm the one. Well, there you have it. There's your top 10 in what's hot in rap. Once again, it's your girl DJ Saxby signing off. Diva, take it away.
Salute to DJ Saxon. She out there doing her thing, holding it down for the Radio Divas. Salute to our queen, Miss Mika. I love to call her Mama Mika. You know what I'm saying? She's definitely here in spirit, sis. We love you. We're going to go ahead and wind it down, ladies. Get our shout-outs out there. We're going to start off with our love doctor, Miss Erica Arthur. Make sure you check out her new show, Inspiration with E Radio Show, coming right to the Ground Heart Radio Network August 20th. After the season 8 finale of Radio Divas. Love, Doctor. Go ahead
thank
and get
you
a shout
so
out.
Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. First of all, thank you. Yes. Salute and much respect. Thank you so much to everyone for your love, both on and off the court. I'm so excited. If you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on my personal page at Indigo Interlude. That's Indigo Interlude on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you're interested in more so of my love poetry or my blogging, check me out at AuthenticitySpeaks.com or Authenticity Speaks on Instagram. Authenticity is spelled a little bit differently. Instead of ending in a Y, it ends in two E's. That's Authenticity Speaks. And finally, introducing my baby, my new baby, Inspiration with E. That's Inspiration with E on Facebook and Instagram. And on Twitter, it's E-A Inspiration. That's E as in Echo, A as in Alpha, Inspiration, all one word. I'd love to hear from you. And I'd love to share your story if you want to make a one-minute video as well. Peace.
What's up? We're going to throw it to our next sassy. She's so sassy. Co-host, Miss Queen of V, Radio Diva. Throw yourself out there, darling. Get your plugs out there.
Yes. Well, I would love to give a shout out to my children's father who just sent me a picture of my son and his pierced ear. Good looking out, bruh. Good looking out. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. I had to throw that out there because, you know, in my mind, my son was born like 3 days ago. But, you know, I'm understanding he just turned 13. But dang, man.
Wow.
But,
oh, wow.
But, you know, I'm in my feelings right now. You know, I wasn't there to be able to cry in person.
Right.
But I'm glad they had their moment. But shout out, I want to give a shout out to all my grind hard fam, everybody out there working hard nonstop. And that's not what we just say, that's what we do for real. So if you want to catch us all in traffic, feel free, we out there. I'd like to give a shout out to just anyone who's supporting anything positive. If you'd like to look me up or holler at your girl, feel free, you know, contact me. The Real Curly Q on Instagram. I am Curly Q on Twitter. Jaquita Lenora, J-E-Q-U-I-T-A. Yes, it's an original name. I know. It was given to me. So, holla at me. You know, I'm out here.
Up?
So, shout out.
No doubt. No doubt, no doubt. We're going to throw it to the queen of Grind Hard Radio, Miss Chief, special guest co-host tonight. Thank you for coming in. Join your presence and your energy, sis. Throw yourself out there. Did we lose Chief?
Uh-oh. Where'd she go?
Yeah. I had myself on mute. I'm sorry.
It's all good. There you go.
I got dogs barking in the background and everything. I just wanted to say, you guys, I always enjoy myself when I come over here to Radio Divas. You guys are beautiful ladies. I love what you're doing. Shout out to all you queens. Shout out to all the listeners out there. Like I said, I'm definitely a supporter. I will be tuning in more often to listen for your new show, Erica. That is so awesome. So I'm going to be on there listening and supporting you. Please tag me in your promotion. I am willing to jump in with that as well. I can't say it enough that I love what you guys are doing. Thanks for having me in there. This is an honor. This is a privilege to be with you, young lady. Thank you. And until next time, if I have to drop by, I'm Miss Chief. You can find me on most major social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, at Miss Chief. And that's M-V-C-H-I-E-F. And Beat Shop is B-E-A-T-S-H-O-P. Holla at you, girl.
Most definitely. And make sure you check out Miss Chief, the queen, on Grind Hard Radio this
Tuesdays
tonight.
And Thursdays.
Yeah, Beat Shop in the building. There's only two more episodes left of season 8 of Radio Divas. So we love y'all for listening. Thank you.
Yes.
God bless. And good night.
Hey.
Radio Divas.
Hey.
Y'all.
What's your phone number? 724 what?
Radio Divas.